Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Oh, today is Sunday, April 8th. And we have much to celebrate today, even though you think you don't. Even though you may be sitting there thinking, yeah, what's so good about it? There's a lot to celebrate today. Today is a significant day in a Christian person's life, or at least it should be. Our message today is titled Victory on a Triumphant Morning. Who feels victorious this morning? Amen. Death is one of the greatest fears in life. Many people fear it. Many people not only fear death, but they fear how they're going to die. We all know that we're going to die at some point. There's no denying that. A lot of people do anything that they can to escape it. They think that they can cheat it. They think they can outrun it. But that doesn't change the fact that it's still there. You can't hide from death. Sooner or later, it will come. It still exists, even though you may want to deny it. And it refuses to go away. Dying is a part of living. I've heard many people say that. Doesn't make it any easier to accept. A lot of people think that they are invincible. That they will never die. They do things that are risky. They abuse their bodies. They don't take care of themselves the way they should. Until they get older and they realize the regrets. I should have done a better job. But death is inevitable for everybody. Now, when pain and suffering and death threatened Job, he asked in Job 14:14, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. If a man die, shall he live again? Well, Job didn't ask whether or not a person will rise from the dead at the end of time, but whether or not he or she will continue to live, even though his or her body awaits the grave. Shall I live again? Jesus kind of addressed this situation in John chapter, I didn't write down the chapter number. Wrote down the verses, not the chapter number. It's in John. No, I think it's towards the end. It's where he went and called Lazarus from the grave. John 11. Christ said, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. So those who believe in him will live, even if their body die. We will live on as believers in Christ. Now, keep in mind that this is possible not because of Christ's birth, not because of Christ's death. But because of his resurrection. These things are only possible because he has risen, is no longer bound by the grave. Keep in mind what happened, the times that we're talking about. Back then in the days of Christ, there were many men that were crucified. There were two others crucified right next to Christ. many people were crucified. That was a form of the death penalty back then. What made Christ different is he was no longer in the tomb. Amen. He's risen. That's what this day represents. And for us, it represents eternal life, because we are not bound by the grave. Whosoever believeth in me, though he shall die, shall live again. We are not bound. Do we fear death? Many of us probably do. Should we? No. Because our death is not eternal. We have eternal life. And Christ promises that to all who believe in him. Without his resurrection, we do not receive that promise. Yes, Christ did have to be born, and he did have to die before he could live again. Without number one and number two, there would be no number three. Without his birth, without his death, there would be no resurrection. There would be no eternal life. Number three is not possible without one and two. But the hope for eternal life comes through the resurrection. Don't forget why Christ came. He had to be born of flesh and blood in order to die, in order to rise again, to prove who he was, and to fulfill the scriptures that give us that promise, that fulfill prophecy that say the Son of Man shall come and take away the sins of the world. That is done through his death on the cross, the blood that he shed, and the hope and the promise that we receive through his resurrection. In scriptures in Corinthians 1, chapter 15, verses 12 and 13, the word says, "Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen." I've heard many people say to me, "How do I know? How do I know that those that have come before me have risen as Christ has? How do I know that they have been resurrected as Christ did? How do I know that I will be?" Well, this scripture here that I just read tells you. If you don't believe that Christ is risen, you can't believe that you will rise. If you believe that Christ has risen and is no longer bound by the grave, then you have to believe that you will too. Christ came to be an example to us, to give us strength. He walked this earth. He was chastised. He was hated by many. He was punished and abused. He was scourged very close to death before he was crucified. Those things were done to be an example to us. And because we have a relationship with Christ and have received those examples, we can be examples to others. We can set examples to others and allow them to receive the strength and the hope and the courage that we have. For we know we have eternal life. We're not bound by the grave. Through Christ's resurrection, we will receive the same glory. Now, the other good thing about Easter, and as we celebrate, the thing to remember is Easter represents hope for many people. It's a reminder of hope because death is not final. There is life after death. Sure, it's not going to be life as we know it. Nobody knows for sure. But it's certainly not going to be death as we think it. For many of us, we see death as the final play, the final chapter, the end. Our life starts with in the beginning, and it ends with the end. No, not for us. Not for us that know Christ. Because we're only passing through. we've got a greater destination to get to. And remaining strong and faithful and trusting in the Lord is what it's all about. Believing in Him, believing in His birth, believing in His death, and believing in His resurrection. Because it's only through all those things that we are able to receive as well. So Easter, as today is called, Resurrection Day as I like to refer to it, helps remind us, and it helps restore us, and it gives us that boost of hope that we need. It gives us that reminder that Christ is no longer in the grave. Hello? He did not die eternal. He ascended. He sits at the right hand of the Father. And one day in glory, we will be there as well. This day never arrives without a refreshing reminder that there is life beyond this one. True life, eternal life, a glorious life. Resurrection of the dead replies to all of us, not just Christ. Many people believe that because they are not equal to Christ, they have no claim to that same promise. Well, that's part of why the promise is there, because you know that He already did it. He already came, and it is promised to us as well, because we're all equal in the eyes of the Lord. We're all equal at the foot of the cross. None of us is greater than the next. We hold others in a higher regard, Christ being our example. But God called Him home. We are children of God. He wants us to come home. And that is what is allowed. The proclamation has been spoken in Matthew 28, 5 and 6. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here. He is risen. And He said, Come, see the place where the Lord lay. He's not here. We just sang it. He arose just like He said. He's risen. When we gather together and we sing praises to our risen Redeemer, or declare the undeniable facts of Christ's bodily resurrection, and the assurance is given of ours as well. All those things, that's when doubts are silenced. When we gather together, we receive the word of God, we get understanding that He's no longer in the grave, that He is risen, He has been resurrected. That gives us reassurance of our resurrection. And the doubts within us are silenced. They are no more. That's where the hope comes in. At that point, you receive a renewed strength for all that you are going through. The mountains that are before you suddenly don't seem so large. They don't seem so too large to climb. Because your strength is renewed in your hope and your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ and Him crucified and what that means. All these things that stand before you that look like impossibilities suddenly don't have power over you any longer. They give us strength. They give us a desire to press on. In spite of the obstacles that are before us, our strength is renewed because of the victory that Christ obtained when He arose from the dead. Because of the promises that were fulfilled by that resurrection and what that means for us. Psalms 30 reads, I will exalt thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down into the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide my face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and to the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down in the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my joy may sing praises unto thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thee thanks forever. Because why? Because joy cometh in the morning. And his mercy endures forever. Joy came to us this morning, triumph over the grave once again. Because on this day we celebrate his resurrection, and he has risen. There's many promises in that statement. A lot of times when obstacles and things in this of this world get us down, we know that we can trust that this is not permanent, that it's only temporary. And a lot of times, things that get us down throughout the day, the next morning, look a little different. And we're able to rejoice that the Lord has blessed us with another day, that maybe some of these obstacles may be taken away and moved from us. But I can guarantee you, they've all been moved. They've all been removed at the victory that Christ had, that the victory and the promises that we have, that we can claim by knowing him, because Christ said it. If thou believest in me. Our identity as Christians is strengthened as we stand in the shadows of the saints from long ago who have always answered back, he is risen indeed. When you say to somebody that Christ has risen, many times they just say amen, but a lot of times they say, he has risen indeed. Indeed, he is risen. No longer is he in the grave. A hope transfusion awaits us, and it happens every Resurrection Sunday. The word says in Revelation 1:17-18, And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. I have the keys of hell and of death. Christ conquered the grave. He took those keys, and he holds them in his hand. Truth was proven with that resurrection. Truth was proven on that day when those women went to the tomb and his body was not there. They thought it had been stolen. It amazes me with all the work that Christ did and all the stories and all the things that were said to all those people that followed him. They still didn't get it until after he wasn't in that tomb. Then they realized who he truly was. And they were able to claim those promises that he had spoken. It's available for all of us to claim. We are strengthened and renewed as we seek a deeper relationship with Christ, as we put him in his rightful position in our lives. And as we continue to do so, he continues to change us. This day gives us hope. It renews us. It allows us to draw closer to Him and claim those eternal promises that were given from His mouth to our ears, that we may all receive that same strength daily if we need it, yearly if that works for us, monthly, however, weekly, whatever needs to be done in our lives, that we would continue to draw close unto Him. For when Christ rose from the dead, He proved this truth, that through faith in Him, Christians will live beyond the grave. Through faith in Him, Christians will live beyond the grave. Those that follow Christ will live just as He did. And claiming that truth and drawing closer unto Him allows us to have strength and hope and increases our faith. For we know that ultimately He's in control, not us. And the promises that He gave are true. We can count on Him. He'll never let you down. My final word to you today is hallelujah. Jesus lives, and so shall we. That's the message for today. Does anybody have anything to add? Any questions? While hearts and minds are clear, then we can stand for dismissal.